This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 1, 2009. Falling and Rising. The scripture is Luke 2, verse 34. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel. The Christian church is now well into its observance of Lent. Lent is that time of year when Christians focus on the suffering and sacrifice of Jesus and what it means for us to follow Him. Many Christians observe the season by engaging in small token acts of self-denial. Christians commonly forgo some sweets or meats or other pleasures or luxuries during Lent in a pale imitation of Christ's great sacrifice. The gospel, however, calls us to much more. Jesus did not come into this world to modify a few of our favorite habits. Simeon foresaw Jesus as the cause of people falling and rising. He foresaw people being tripped up by Jesus. And he saw a sword piercing the soul of Mary, Jesus' mother. What Simeon saw in part was the effect Jesus would have on people, even today. Falling comes before rising. We need to be humbled to confess our sins and our need of God's forgiveness. We need to be humbled to confess our sins and our need of God's forgiveness before our Lord can raise us up to be the kind of people He intends us to be. All this is radical stuff. Falling and rising, dying and being born again. Sin is tough stuff to conquer. Ask Jesus. It is no easy thing to take up your cross. But Jesus led the way. Follow Him through the observance of Lent, Good Friday, and then Easter. Would you pray with me? Father, we fall before You to confess our sins. Forgive us and raise us up, we pray, to live life in Your image, to the praise and glory of Your name. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.